Good morning. In today's section of 6 to 10, the Olam HaYedidus of Rav Volba, Rav Volba continues with his discussion about Emunah. Now remember, he had told us previously, as he had told the audience he was addressing at the time, that there is no such thing as religious faith. There's just faith, and it happens to pervade the world at large. So he now turns and asks the question, gee, why is it important to have faith? Tell us, what does the world look like to the one who believes in God, to the one who sees faith? So he explains, you have to understand, when a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believes that he owns the world, so all of a sudden he sees the entire world, every flower, every star, every fruit, everything in the world is a gift. Any technological advancement, any scientific cure, they're all a opportunity to recognize Hashem's greatness and to be thankful to the one who prepared it all. And what happens in that situation, says Rav Volba, when you come to see God everywhere and you come to appreciate the Hakaras HaTov, the responsibility to be thankful, you all of a sudden develop an attachment to Hashem in the process. Why is that? You're constantly thanking Him. You're constantly aware of Him. Says Rav Volba, that's an incredible, incredible opportunity. You become lovesick. Ki chol asava ani. You'll find God everywhere. But if you believe, it also doesn't get stale. Instead of constantly saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, where your thank you becomes worthless, it becomes just the opposite. And that's what we say in our davening. HaMechadesh betuvo chol yom tamid masa b'rishis. We recognize there's new awarenesses, new opportunities. You read the science section of the Times, instead of becoming less of a believer in Hashem, you become a bigger believer, and you develop your appreciation. Please do not see that as a commercial for the Times. But anytime you pick up any new technological advancement, any new spiritual advancement, any new political advancement, any new discovery, and anything about the news, just watching the way the world unfolds, you become aware of Hashem's situation, and you bless it. And by the way, every bracha becomes a declaration of a new experience of faith. Every breath of air, every smile of a baby, our Chachamim saw each of those as an opportunity for bracha. You're sharing it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He gave it to you, and now you see it and you appreciate it. And that's the world of the person who believes. Everything brings him closer to Hashem. Why? Because you recognize what Hashem is giving you. By the way, even in times of sorrow, even within the sorrow, you can still feel Hashem there. And that's why we make that bracha at the time of the height of our greatest sorrow, when we declare Baruch Atah Dayan HaEmes, that God is the God of truth. And that's a real incredible opportunity. It also breeds a better human being, says Rav Volba. I mean, think about it. You have the socialistic, progressivistic, I hate to use that word progressive because it's so backwards, existence in our world. The socialistic society believes very strongly that everything comes to me, whether it's health, whether it's life, whether it's parnasa, or the ability to decide it's my body and I don't want to get to have life. I want to kill myself. All that is a socialistic understanding of it comes to me, it's my opportunity. And when somebody gets that into his head, that's the absolute opposite of the opportunity for Hakaras HaTov, of letting God into your life. If everything comes to you, then you only ask questions when all of a sudden the pipeline is turned off. But if you have the certain sense of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your world, then you become obligated to develop that relationship. And that is an incredible chance to turn around and say, hey Hashem, I'm so thankful you're in my life. And that's what we said in the Halal for so many days, Ma'ashiv la'Hashem kol tag molawi alai. David HaMelech, who went through all sorts of experiences in life, but in the end of the day, he realized every single time, with each opportunity, he had to turn around and thank God. And that allows us to do something else, but today only get a chance to reference. And that is to turn around and thank Hashem, to give Him a Karban Toda. And what are we bringing the Karban Toda for? Why do we say Mizmor Lesoda? So he says we do a Mizmor Lesoda for the recognition that when our eyes see, our noses breathe, when we take any benefit, Ariu La Hashem Kol Haaretz. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Bo Lefana Birnana. We have that nature. How are we separated in our lives in the world as opposed to the animals? The bottom line is, we have a recognition. We have a seichel to know we come from somewhere. We have a seichel and a recognition of an opportunity to realize, wow, we can have a relationship with the source that comes in and gives us life. And when we have that hakaras hatov, that recognition, it will lead us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By serving our HaKadosh Baruch Hu within life, by making sure that the lives that we lead are lives that are dedicated to His will. So do that today. Take some time out in your day. Recognize we're in the midst of a crisis that's caused by a microorganism that's but so small, and yet it affects everybody's ability to breathe. I keep hearing that one of the debates is that it's so hard to breathe with a mask on. Do you know that first breath you take after your mask is taken off? Do you take HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank Him for the breath and the air that you have? It's an opportunity. Take it. Savor it. Look for opportunities to thank Hashem for the health that we have as we read the news, for the seichel that we have when we see others who act b'li seichel, for the awareness that we realize that He is the one who runs the world, and lo anachnu amo v'tzom mariso, that we are His nation. We can appreciate all these elements. Our lives become more meaningful, and we will make today and every day a great day. Have a wonderful day.